5. That's the psalm that we're going to be using today. But before we really get into that, I had a word. We had a family visit us last week from another church in the outer skirts of London. And they, after praying for us, they sent a prophecy through. And if you feel that this prophecy, you have other things that you can add that you believe God is saying, then that's why I'm using this mic, because I believe that God has spoken to one or two others that that are similar to this. Okay, Charlotte, I think you've got something that you might need to share after this. Okay, I'm warning you. I've heard somebody talk to me about a prophetic word that you guys had on Tuesday, Tom. Wednesday. This is the prophecy. Just wanted to say thank you so much for making Wayne, Maisie and I welcome at Kingdom Faith London yesterday. We thoroughly enjoyed spending the morning with you guys. Helena, that's not me, your word was spot on. Not only was it a word for your church, but I also believe it is a word for the season in living our Christian lives through purpose and not function. And learning the trade and picking up the tools that God gives for his purpose. It has been on my mind a lot since yesterday, and I have been pondering and thinking about things. During this time, I believe God gave me a word for you guys. It has not gone away, so I thought I would share it with you. I know you will pray into it and weigh it up as if you feel it is from God to or just my imagination. And this is what she saw. I saw a picture of the shard. Then I saw the shard being taken away. And then what I saw were the foundations. They were big, strong, deep. I felt that you may feel like everything has been stripped away. It may be that you chose to do that, but what I saw was that you were beginning to repair and build on the foundations. You are building the foundations on what has gone before and widening them and also taking them deeper. You are making them stronger. In doing that and taking time to do it and not rush it, you are preparing the groundwork for what God has called the church for. Timing is essential. And I felt God say, don't rush it, as this is the moment, most important part of the building the church. Get this part right and the sky's the limit, as they say. I believe that as you continue to build the foundations, the church will begin to rise. Once the foundations are complete, then the church will rise and be influential. The church has a purpose, not a function. You may at times feel weary. That is the time to draw deep from God as you build the foundations with him. Kingdom Faith London is a church to watch and see it rise in impact and influence. Have a great day. And that was a lady called Tracy. I happened to be in Guildford, or the other side of Guildford, near the coast, on Friday with Jeremy, Bell's father, dad. And the first words he said to me as I walked into his house was, I just believe God's saying foundations are important. He didn't know that we'd had that word, but I just believe that there's other people in this room that need to come and take the mic and share with us what God has given to them. And please, if anybody else has anything.
Well, on Tuesday on our prayer group meeting, for quite some time, we've had a sense that God was building foundations through us, so that obviously ties in straight away. But then in the last couple of weeks, we've sort of felt a slight shift in the way that God's been leading our prayer and kind of drawing us to drawing us into him more. So then, as we started praying on Tuesday, he gave me a picture of an oil rig. And I'm like, an oil rig? So I started to share this, and the words that came with this oil rig were strength, and that there was a sense that we as a prayer prayer team, and Nathan and Naomi's one in the West, were the legs of this oil rig, and Kingdom Faith London was the platform. And that platform, so what we were doing in the prayer group was actually feeding into the platform and supporting and strengthening the platform, and that the legs were the foundations going right down deeper and deeper into the seabed and the bedrock underneath and down and down. So then as we started to pray, it was really exciting. It was really lovely because God started to give each of us different aspects of this and sort of built this picture. So, I mean, Claire, you had a bit of it. Come and do. It just kept on developing all the way through, and that was just so lovely. So, you had a bit.
Yes, then when we were praying, then God started telling me that I was like, what are we drilling for then? If we're an oil rig, the purpose of an oil rig is to drill for oil. So what is that? And then I think God told me that's the purpose of Kingdom Faith London. And the purpose of Kingdom Faith London is to meet God, to love each other, to love God, and to bring the lost to be saved. So it's like we're drilling for his kingdom, essentially. And that's his purpose. His purpose for us is to drill for his kingdom. And then you've got the oil, you know, the oil of the spirit as well. So there's like loads of levels. But then we looked at a picture of an oil rig as well. And it's funny you said with the picture of the widening the foundations. And we actually, if you see a picture, if we can get one up later maybe, but oil rigs, the legs are huge. They make up like the majority of the area of the platform are the legs, but they just go right deep as well. So I guess that our foundations are wide and sturdy. And then as a platform, we looked at the platform, and then loads of people have different jobs. Everyone's doing some different stuff, but everyone's working together. And there's like lifeboats, and there's like platforms for the helicopters to land on and all sorts. But we're all working together as a church. Yeah.
And I think the other aspect was that the platform, and this is the UK, so this is out at sea. It was the sea was kind of the turbulence of things that are going on at the moment in the world, and as God called his people, not just our church, but his people to be above all of that, in that we're living his kingdom in the world. But so that what it was doing was actually the platform was raised above the turbulence, as well as the so the sea was kind of, yeah, all sorts of things that are going on. So and with four corners, we had southeast. It actually had southeast and southwest. So we're a southeast group, and we're also representing southwest because we've got Faith and Joseph with us. So it was just kind of perfect. And obviously the other ones, you've got the west, you've got Nathan and Naomi. So
that's great. Anybody else got anything that they would like to add with what God's been saying to you? Could you just speak into the mic so that everybody can hear, please?
During that process, I sort of felt Kingdom Faith is a big church. It's a big church. This is what I was seeing. It's a big church, and it's like peacemaker. It's something was telling me that it's a peace. It's a big church in the world, and it's a peacemaker. And the number doesn't matter, but it's big. So, and I told them about it.
Okay. Anything else?
About an hour. Okay. Hello, my name's Richard. When I was sitting there, it was strange because now you're talking about all this the duct and the doing the work, and I was just standing there, and God just said to me that it's a well, that he's building a well here. And this is before any of this talk, and I'm sitting there thinking, what is this well thing? And then I think sometimes you can look on the surface of a well, and when on the surface it looks like there's nothing, then there's nothing there. And sometimes you get a little bit disheartened and think, oh, there's not much going on, I can't really see much. But actually it's everything that's going on underneath. And I just feel God saying that he's just digging a very, very deep well. And it kind of goes in line with the foundation of things. And he's just digging a deep well in this place, but not just in this place, but in each one of your individual lives and as a group of people. And I just feel that in this time, you might feel like it's hard, or it might, I don't know if you do or you don't, but on the surface it might not seem like there's that much going on or as much as you want to see going on, but actually deep down there's a lot going on, and there's a lot going deeper and deeper. And in a well, when you have a well in a town or a village, it's a place where people come and congregate. It's a place that gives life. It's a place that when you go to little villages, you see people, they come there, and without the well, there is no life. Without the well, there is no place for people to congregate and come together. And that's what I feel God's saying about here in this place. And I haven't been here before. I mean, I've met when you're in the other place on a Friday, but I've never been here. And just the feeling of the Holy Spirit in this place is powerful. You can really feel it. And I just feel he's just saying, just be encouraged, because he's doing a work in each one of you, and he's doing a work in this place, in this building, and in you as a big group of people. And it's a deep, deep work that's going to be a lot more beneficial for other people in this area, that people will come to it as a central place, as a source. So I just say be really encouraged. And is it Tom? Because when you're up here, I just felt like, I don't know if this is the place to say it, but you were talking about like your new work and stuff, and I didn't know that. But I just feel God saying, like, you're like a man's man, you're like a big guy. But he's saying, like, I don't know, I just see, like, just your heart is just massive. Like, you just got such a soft, loving heart. And I just feel like God's just going to use that so much. And not to go on too long, but there was one other thing when I was standing there, that God said, this is like an adventure and a journey. And this is just the very beginning of it. And I don't know if any of you have seen Lord of the Rings, or actually The Hobbit. And the first hour and a half of The Hobbit is like the most boring film ever. Because what they're doing is just building up the team. And they're strengthening the team and getting everyone all together. And it takes so long. And it's like, man, is this ever actually going to start? But that's what I feel like this is. And not that this is never going to start, but the fact that I really feel like this is the time of just building up like the team and getting a really strong group of people together before the rest of the film goes on for like another 6 hours. But I really feel like that's what's happening here. And Tom, I don't know, like, there's something about what God's doing in you and your desire for more of him. And I just see it when you're up here, and that it's not about the trust in your own ability, but it's about what God can do through you and through your heart attitude. So that's it.
Anything else from anybody else?
So it's really interesting that you use the word adventure, because I don't know if people that know me sometimes put that word together with me. But God's just been speaking to me so much about that he wants us to have an adventure with him, and that's part of this process of what's going on now in us, is developing our adventurous spirit in our relationship with him. And just, I'm going to talk a bit more about it when I speak in a couple of weeks, but just to encourage all of you, take risks in your relationship with God, take risks in allowing him to build those foundations in you. Take risks in having a vision. Like, I just found in my Bible, right at the back, I'd just written, vision takes courage. And that spoke to me loads just today. Take risks, have an adventure, be brave, because he's got so much for us, like we've been hearing. And yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be so exciting if we let him take us on that adventure.
It was funny about the different jobs. I just felt like to have such like trust and faith in where God is positioning us, like outside of Kingdom Faith. Like, he's really positioning us like around the city and like all these different spheres of influence. And like, it's not always easy to feel like actually quite alone in that space. But like, God has put us there for such purpose. And like, as we continue to like grow here, I think God's gonna just continue to use us more and more in like the places that we're finding ourselves outside of here. But yeah.
With what Richard said about, hi, my name is Noah, by the way. With what Richard said in the well, it just reminded me of a word that God spoke to me a few months ago. I go to uni in BIM, where Amy goes, and I was kind of praying because, you know, I was like, well, I don't just want to be a Christian on a Sunday and then do nothing during my week. And then God spoke to me about this passage that says in 2 Kings 2:19, the people of the city said to Elisha, look, our Lord, this town is well situated, as you can see, but the water is bad and the land is unproductive. Bring me a new bowl, he said, and put salt in it. So they brought it to him. Then he went out to the spring and threw the salt into it, saying, this is what the Lord says. I have healed this water. Never again will it cause death or make the land unproductive. And the water has remained pure to this day, according to the word Elisha has spoken. And I just feel like you were saying, you know, maybe on the outside it doesn't seem like a lot is happening, but I just really, really believe that this word is for London in particular, you know, that maybe it seems unproductive, but actually God is doing something that's much deeper, and he's putting salt in the source, you know, where we are as Christians, where we're digging, he's putting the salt to purify and to change the taste and to bring, you know, the taste of the kingdom, because we are salt and light. And yeah, just like be encouraged that God, it also says, you know, the water has remained pure to this day. So once God is going to put that salt in, it's not going to move, and it's going to remain this pure thing, this holy thing.
Anybody else? Okay.